This is Connie Smith with OSU Extension and Fairfield County special guest today. I think resting up from the county fair, Aubrey Fowler Shaw, our 4-H educator. Well, big sigh of relief. Did you survive?
We made it. We survived.
Yeah. Yeah. Looked a little different, didn't it, Aubrey?
It did. The junior fair only is in the books. It was nice. It was different. A little bit different focus on primarily on the kids, so we'll hope next year we can go back and have bigger and better. And
yeah, we sure do. But tell us, you kind of have a special passion for those younger 4-H members that we call Clover Buds. Tell us about the age of Clover Buds, Aubrey.
Yeah, so Clover Buds are 4-H members. They're our youngest members, so they have to be 5 and in kindergarten to start their 4-H career, and then they are Clover Bud member until they are 8 and in third grade, or 9, regardless of their grade. That part kind of gets tricky, especially when we start thinking about graduation and kids moving up, because the way of our 4-H year falls. So there are younger members, and they get to, instead of doing a traditional project like we think of, they get to do more hands-on education with a trained advisor.
Okay.
And so they get to start their career that way.
So are there clubs in the county that are specifically for Clover Buds, or are they kind of tied in as an extra group with just a normal competition-only club?
Yes. So Clover Bud clubs now have to be partnered to a parent club.
Okay.
They can't be standalone anymore. So they have to be attached to a traditional club, and then they have advisors that primarily focus on the Clover Bud curriculum and education and do more of that hands-on, non-competitive teaching and activities. And so we actually have 21 Clover Bud clubs in the county here in Fairfield County.
So do you see in your do you see in your area, are you able to watch those kids? Have you been around long enough to track those kids and be sure that they move on, or do you lose them after that Clover Bud experience?
So I think it depends. So we are able to track them. So in my previous role in life, Connie, I think you know that I was a Clover Bud advisor. I was a volunteer for 8 years. And so getting to see those kids start as Clover Buds, that ultimate goal is getting them to age up and become a traditional 4-H'er.
Sure.
One of the biggest irritations that Clover Bud kids have is that they don't get to do a project book like the big kids, so they see brothers, sister, cousins, friends that get to do those, and so they kind of count down the years until they get to age up and be that traditional member.
Okay.
And so that's why we started, I think last year was our first time we did it. Some counties do it every year. So we started doing Clover Bud graduation, so they got to have that recognition at our fair, that they were going to age up and be in traditional 4-H the following year.
Okay, so I saw just this week on Facebook, I saw a little video of Clover Bud graduation. And basically, was that kind of your idea to just let them feel special, let them feel important?
Yeah, so we started it last year. So normally for Clover Buds, we only come into the fair on one day because, again, we're non-competitive.
Okay.
We want them to learn those other skills, more of the life hands-on skills before they get to traditional 4-H.
Mm-hmm.
And so normally we have them all come in on Sunday, and they do a bunch of different shows, and they get to have those experiences. And this year being junior fair only, in order to keep them safe, and normally they bring a big entourage of people with them to their events. We wanted to keep them and their families safe, so we took everything virtual this year and had 3 opportunities for them. So Clover Bud graduation this year, we tried to make it a little bit more special. We normally have our commodity and fair queen and her court help us with their ceremony. So we do a ceremony for them. The junior leaders started it last year, and then we invite those other commodity queens and their tiaras and sashes to be there. And they get to recognize each of those kids individually, and we get to talk to them about what they enjoyed most over their years, what they're looking forward to now that they get to age up, what projects they're going to do. And so this year we had them do a survey so we could capture all that and do a photo of them. And then we put it all together as a video, and we started it at the end of fair last week just because there was so much stuff going on social media and being shared. We wanted them to have their own recognition.
Yeah.
So they were the very last video to be shared. And they get they get a bunch of different goodies. And so this year was very special. They got a t-shirt that was sponsored by Tractor Supply for them. They got a graduation certificate, kind of showing that they're end of clover bud year and they get to age up next year. And then they got a special surprise of a gift card for their first 4-H book when they start.
Wow!
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very cool. So that kind of keeps them engaged, you know, like that gift certificate in that first book. That's really cool. That's a great idea to keep them kind of moving forward. And yeah, how cool is that? How cool is that?
So, yeah, it was great.
So about how many Clover Bud members are there in the county?
So in the entire county, I think we're just a little, I think we're around 200 or so.
Okay.
This year's class, so we do it based on, and this is where it gets tricky, and we have some families we have to talk to, because we're not quite at that age, and they were ready to graduate and send us all their stuff, and we had to feature them somewhere else in their show and tell.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way our year stretches for Fairfield County 4-H, we start in March, and they have to have all their registration in by May. And so at that point in the year, what you are in the spring might not match what you are in the fall. So you might have had a birthday, and so you've aged up. You start a new grade in the fall, but that doesn't mean that at the next January 1st, so January of 2021, you still might not meet those requirements. So we had to have some talks with a few families about that. But otherwise, this year for our graduation class, we had 54 kids that were eligible, and we had 26 participate in the survey to be featured on social media.
That's really cool. That is really, really, really cool. And they probably, I watched the video. I got to tell you, I did watch it. And, oh my gosh, it was so much fun. And some of them, like, were introducing, like, their stuffed animals, and I don't know. It was just sweet. It was just, you know, they got their day in the sun, don't you think?
Yeah, and graduation, so for graduation, when we're in person, we have them fill out this, the survey is normally a piece of paper, and it says their name, their club, how many years they've been in it, what their favorite memory was, what they want to do next year, and we normally read that as they walk up and get their diploma like you would at a high school or college graduation. And so this year we did it as a survey, and I really wish we would have had them submit videos, because I think they would have been just as neat, if not cooler, than some of the show and tell and stuffed animal videos we got to see.
Yeah.
We wanted to do it as a still grab so we could highlight them throughout the year, so we have those graduation pages made for them. But I think videos would have been a little bit neater, but getting to hear their stories and seeing what they did was pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, and you know, here's the thing. We all, I hate these words, Aubrey, but we just really had to pivot as best we could. And I'm so sick of pivot. I got to find another word to use, but we did the best we could. And you know, those youngsters have to feel pretty special. And then I saw, you know, you had cute little boxes for them and just little surprise, you know, just something that they really got to feel special. Because let's be real, they miss Clover Bud Camp. You know, they miss some things just like the big kids did. So it was really cool that they got to do something special. So if we have somebody that's listening now and they're thinking, I don't know what my next year is going to look like, but I think this is something my child would enjoy. How can they contact you, or what should they do?
So, what I would suggest they do is, so anyone who is 5 in kindergarten as of January 1st can join 4-H. That would make you a Clover Bud. So they can go to go.osu.edu/go4-H, and that will take you to our Join 4-H page. So it kind of has the steps of what it looks like if you're a Clover Bud, if you're a traditional member, if you're new to 4-H, how you get connected to a club. There's an interest survey so that we can keep in contact with you and make sure you get your information. And then, Connie, like we've been talking about, not only pivoting, but I feel like 4-H, we're so good at trying new things and adapting. And so our Clover Bud volunteers have really gone above and beyond. We know that doing things virtually is hard, especially for that younger age group.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've had advisors drop off activity packets at their kids' house, everything, you know, sterilized, wiped down, dropped off so everyone stayed distant, and then they would get on Zoom and talk them through the directions.
Oh, wow.
Or if they were able to meet in person, you know, they did it outside. They did one of the videos is about reverse tie-dying, so they were able, everyone spaced out, everyone had masks. Our advisors and volunteers just go above and beyond to make sure those kids have that hands-on connecting experience.
Mm-hmm.
this is the future of our 4-H program, and so we want those kids to get involved now. We have 21 clubs that have Clover Bud attachments, and so when you're on that go.osu.edu/go4-H page, it will show you the different clubs that are available. So
okay.
It'll say, like, yes, we have Clover Buds, and then if you have an older brother and sister that want to participate, it'll say, like, we can do animals, or we do still projects.
Okay.
It has all that available there for you.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Because you know what? Clover Buds, that is such a fun age. I mean, from the adult perspective, teaching those kids, it's like they're like little sponges. You know what I mean? They just soak up every little bit of information. And I thought it was so cool, like the video. I saw, you know, you started with a pledge. And you started, you know, with a little poem about clover buds. And I'm thinking as a parent, if you got to watch that video and you got to see your child, I'm thinking congratulations to you, Aubrey, for making those kids feel really special, because I know just watching it from afar, you know, with no one involved, it was pretty cool. So my special guest, Aubrey Fowler Shaw, OSU Extension 4-H educator, always a pleasure to have you on the 88.9 WLRY Farm Page. Come back and see us again after you get like a little snooze break from the fair.
Yeah, thank you, Connie, for always helping us and promoting 4-H with us.
Oh, gosh, it's my pleasure. Take care, Aubrey.
Thanks.